Hello, everybody.
Hi.
We are back on this lovely Wednesday morning, headed to take Trinity to school.
No, I don't want to go.
We decided we'll record another podcast. First thing we'd like to do is give a shout out to Alfred from the New Human podcast, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
He was nice enough to leave us a couple messages on the Anchor app, commenting on our last episode of the podcast we did on allergies. He said he's currently recording his own episode. I haven't had a chance to listen to any of his podcasts yet, but I plan to. It has been a busy week as I'm painting our house, and my mind's been filled with that.
Yeah, I am also suffering with a new allergy too, because of all the pollen and everything.
Yeah, there's been a lot of rain and a lot of weather changes. It's been hotter and harder on us, but you can hear me. I'm a little bit nasally.
I'm about to cough, but I'm holding it in because I know better. Because if I cough now, I'm going to end up coughing later in class, and then kids are going to stare at me because that's how it goes.
Really?
Yes. They, kids will actually, if you cough, they will think you have COVID, and they'll point at you and say COVID.
I don't think the kids in your class really care.
Oh.
They just want to make fun of you.
Yeah, probably. That's true. They make fun of everybody, though, so.
Right.
They even make fun of each other. So, honestly, I don't understand my generation anymore.
Well, middle school's a funny time all the way around.
Yeah.
Well, you said you had a question for me today.
Yes. Okay. So you know how, when you're sleeping, you find that one comfortable spot? It feels really nice. And then, later on, something happens and it causes you to move from that spot, and then you can't find it again? Why does that happen? It happened to me last night, because I was having trouble sleeping. I found the comfortable spot. My leg cramped in the middle of the night. So I jumped up and stood for a couple of minutes trying to stop the leg cramp, and it stopped, and I go to lay back down and I couldn't find the spot again.
Well, I would say there's probably some kind of actual scientific reason for this, and my mind goes to that when you first lay down and you're ready for bed and you hit that spot and you first start closing your eyes and you start falling asleep, it's that body is starting to do that process of shutting down and all that, and then something happens and makes you move, and then it's hard for you. It's not that you can't find that spot, it's that it's hard for you to get back into that, your mind to get back into that position of we're falling asleep, we're laying down, we're doing this.
Sometimes not even anything happens. I just get this sudden urge that I need to get up and grab water. I feel like I am somehow against myself, and so I will somehow move from that spot, and I will even memorize that spot sometimes if I have to get up. I will memorize how I was laying there and where I was, and I go and I lay back in that exact same position and spot, and yet it's not comfortable. So.
Yeah, like I said, when you first lay down, your body's like, ooh, sleep time. Then you wake back up and your body's like, why are we up? What are we doing? What's going on? And your body's not back into that mode of let's go to sleep. I have this problem too sometimes. And I'll lay down in that nice comfortable spot and I'll fall asleep, and then all of a sudden I'll jerk awake. I don't know why I do it, but jerk awake, and then I can't sleep. Then I'll be up for another half an hour. That's what's been happening to me recently. But usually I don't. Usually I fall asleep and I'm asleep.
Yeah.
You can ask Bethany that. Usually my head is that pillow and I'm not waking up till the morning, and unless I gotta go to the restroom in the middle of the night. I feel like I'm not satisfying your question this evening.
Well,
this morning.
I mean, just a little.
Just a little.
Just a little. I think I'm starting to grasp the concept of what you're trying to explain to me.
Yeah.
Okay. My thing is, though, is that when I go to sleep, okay, I will wake up to any light little noise I hear, okay? But then when somebody comes in to wake me up, because I will sleep till, like, 12, if I can. Like, 12 in the afternoon. I have done it before. Or is it 12 a.m.? No, it's 12 p.m. So I will sleep till then if I can. But I can't, because I will be woken up before that. Which is why I, like, I'm just like, no, I'm sleeping.
Well, here's an interesting fact that I heard once that may or may not be true. But I heard that, you know, when you have a dream.
Yeah.
And it feels like your dream lasts for hours the whole time you were sleeping, you know?
Yeah.
Your dream only actually lasts just like a couple minutes in your head. That's why sometimes when you can, you know, you're like your alarm goes off and you just hit the snooze button and you fall back asleep for 5 minutes and you have this big old elaborate dream, you know?
Yeah.
In that 5 minutes. And your dream feels like it's been hours, but it's only been 5 minutes. If that.
So is that why when I'm having like a good dream and then I end up, like somebody ends up waking me up, I'm just like, no. No, it wasn't there for that long. No, I'm going back. And then I just like lay back down. I try to fall asleep.
You can't never go back.
Yeah. Like once you're done with that dream, it's gone. Thrown in the trash. Can't find it no more.
There's some people that can do. There's a way you can train yourself to be able to dream, but know, kind of know you're dreaming and mess with your dreams when you're dreaming.
Yeah.
Man, it was on the tip of my tongue what it was called, but I can't remember now.
You just pointed the phone at me. What? You're trying to explain something.
I explained what I knew about it, I guess. But you can, yeah, there's ways you can control your dreams.
Yeah.
I've been in dreams before where I figured out it was a dream and I can, like, start to maneuver it. But then I guess because I'm at that point where I'm waking up, I pretty much wake up right then, you know?
I heard something that you could, like, you can control your dream, but only, like, once.
I think the people that do this, they can do it often. I don't know if it's at will every time, but you just got to get yourself in the right place, mind space.
Yeah.
And be prepared to do it and stuff. It might go kind of hand in hand with like a meditation or something.
If I had full control on my dream, it would be crazy. It wouldn't go that well. Because I'll probably, like, try to make me some form of president. And then, like, probably I'll make, like, all these funny little rules or stupid little rules. And my dream will fall into chaos. I can just see it if I ever have control over my dream.
I guess that's got to answer your question the best I can do, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on a spot on the podcast and say, you still have yet to create me a piece of artwork for our podcast.
I know. I accidentally deleted the app.
What app?
The app I use to create art on my phone.
Oh, there's tons of apps you can do stuff with. But, yeah, you need to make one. Put you on the spot on the podcast. We've been here for a year. And we've got exactly the same anchor basic starting thing.
Okay.
So you need to get it done.
I will try. I think it's just harder for me because, the app I used to use would like you could select the size, but sometimes like if you needed a smaller size of the brush, then it would, like, you couldn't really see what you're doing because you got your hand in the way, and I'm doing it on my phone, and my phone is small.
You know you can do something on a piece of paper.
I could do... You never told me that.
Yeah, I got... We got a scanner at home. We got to get a scanner at work. We can scan it in, and I can put it on the phone and make it work. If you just want a hand, do something.
Okay.
So... I kind of thought you knew that.
No, I didn't. I was never informed.
The scanners are old technology, huh?
I don't even know what a scanner is.
Exactly. You know what a VHS tape is?
Like those things that, like...
You don't even know what a CD is.
Yeah, CD. I have those. I was always mad because they'd always get scratched up for some reason.
You just don't take care of them.
I do. But because I was short, okay, well, not as short as I am now, but, like, really short, my mom would have to take out the CD, and she would sometimes leave it out of the case.
It's people like that.
So, like, all my childhood favorite movies were scratched up.
What's in the... If you ever have to mess with DVDs or CDs, you've learned that lesson, that that's not what you do.
Yes.
Well, you know that for me. Any kind of discs like that comes out of the player.
And you put it in the case.
It goes in its case.
As soon as it comes out, it goes in its case.
Yep. All right.
Also,
well,
I realized something else. I think I might have OCD. Because I notice that, like, the smallest things will bother me. Especially if I'm drawing.
I mean, I think there's probably another word than OCD. OCD's, I think, more of like a... People throw that slang around. It's more of a severe, actual disorder or issue with people. Like, people that have real OCD, like... You'll... Like, you know how every time I... go in the kitchen, I gotta touch the stove knobs and make sure they're center every single time.
Like, yeah.
Over and over again.
That's, I noticed that. That's, I don't like little, that, so I push it over.
That's a little bit, I mean, that's not even, people with OCD, it's more of a click where you gotta do things over and over, like three times. You know, you gotta tie your shoes three times in the morning before you can leave the door, and it's three times every time. It's like a patterns and stuff.
I thought it was where, like, the smallest, like, things bother you. Like, for example, if, like, an art piece, like, if you're drawing a person and, like, one eye is, like, less centered than the other, then you get, like, really annoyed at it. Because I do. If something is not correct, I get very annoyed.
Yes. I mean, I'm calling that, like, being, perfectionist. There's other slang terms that I would probably use for it, but not appropriate for younger kids. But that's the way I am. And it's good sometimes, but sometimes it's not. There's, like at my work, sometimes if you're trying to be too perfect, get everything too perfect when, you know, we use tape measures, right?
Yes.
And some of our stuff has to be within a 16th of an inch, you know.
Yeah.
And but I take too much time trying to get that thing within a 64th or a 128th of an inch, you know, like trying to get it just right, dead on the spot.
Yeah.
When it doesn't need that, you know. So some things don't, you know, need to be perfect. It's hard to get over that with people like that, with our brain types that think like, yeah, this line's out of place, or this is out of place, or, you know, if I don't get this thing 100% dead on, then people are going to look at it and think that reflects me, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think that's OCD. I mean, I could be wrong. It could be just OCD, what I've heard from people. But I think there's a lot of people with OCD that have a lot worse issues than, you know, we got. We just try to be too much of a perfectionist sometimes when it's not even needed every time.
Yeah. Actually, you know how you turn the knobs on the stove to, like, center?
Yeah.
Okay, well, for me, I take the knobs and I will turn them away from the lighter spot and towards, like, the other side. Because...
So we're working against each other?
Yes, because I feel like if I keep doing that, it's better somehow. I don't know why.
Well, the thing about the stove is there's a big old section there from center that nothing's happening. So, you know, it could be off a little bit and it's nothing's ever going to happen. And I know that, but...
It's just the sudden urge to fix it. Like, that's how I am. I will get this weird sudden urge to just... Like, if something is out of place, I will literally want to walk up there and fix it, but I can't, especially in school.
Explain to me this then, Trinity.
Yes.
How come your room's always a mess?
I'm a creative person, that's why.
That's the complete opposite of what you just said.
Well, here's the thing. My room is my room. I have it in a certain way I want it to be. You don't touch my room, you don't do anything to my room. That is my room. That is my safe space. Okay? The car beeped at me. How dare you?
Yeah, it's mad at you.
Well, too bad. So, the reason why I don't clean my room is because if I don't have it in, like, the same way I normally have it, it kind of, like, makes me uncomfortable. So, I will feel like something's really wrong. And I can't really fall asleep easily. So when my room's a mess, it makes me feel more comfortable and more safe. Because the fact that I know if somebody were to break into my room, they'd have to somehow manage to get away from all the stuff laying in the floor without stabbing their foot through the shoe, because they know that will happen. They have to try to avoid making their way over to the bed, because of all the stuff around it, it is legit how I do stuff. It is my room, my safe place. So nobody goes in there. Nobody's allowed in there.
So the robber breaks into the house,
exactly.
Goes to your room, sees the mess, and be like, these people need more help than I do. And he starts giving you money.
Exactly. I'm getting paid for it.
All right, T. We're running kind of late. We got to get off here.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.
17 minutes.